You're listening to TV Tangents, a retro TV podcast.
I would be amiss if we didn't talk about all of the Friends babies being born.
I know. I thought you were going to bring up the Friends babies.
Oh my God, I thought you'd never talk. So the first baby being born is Ben. And that's, you know, in the first season. So Ross's ex-wife, Carol's pregnant. When it's, first of all, he gets a pager back in the day.
So that she
can contact him when ever anything happens.
Well, you don't want to use your minutes on your cell phone.
True.
So.
And there's big mishaps with that. Plus, I don't think he had a cell phone because he used the Central Perk phone to call
her when it happened. He had a phone. Didn't he have a phone? I don't know. Anyway.
I think later on they, you know, they did, but... Yeah, he was getting random pages from someone looking for God only knows what, because they were looking for something numbered jumbo at the end. And he finally gets the 911 page from Carol, and they go to the hospital, and Rachel's trying to impress the cute doctor. Monica is commiserating that she doesn't have babies. And she keeps seeing all the and then I think at one point she's talking on the phone with their mom, who's very, you know, always hard on Monica. And she's like, what do you mean this is going to be your last chance to have a grandchild, you know, stuff like that.
Didn't Chandler like tell her he'd help her have a baby or something?
Yeah, I think he's always like, oh, you know, if you don't, then, you know, I'll help you out with that, or we'll have one or something. Yeah. And it's just, it's so funny how that dynamic while they're all sitting around. And so Carol's girlfriend at the time, Susan, is in the hospital, of course. So her and Ross, they had gone to like Lamaze classes together and done everything. So they end up arguing over things. Like everybody wants to get her ice chips and everybody wants to do this. And, you know, so the whole gang is at the hospital. They end up going to, somehow Ross and Susan and Phoebe get stuck in a broom closet or like a janitor's closet. Yeah. And then they're arguing, and that, oh, because they were arguing in the hallway, I think Phoebe pushes them in there and closes the door. She's like, they don't need all this negativity around here when babies are being born. And so then they can't get out. And she's like, oh, we seem to have a situation. And they can't get out of the door, and they're pounding on, and they're trying to get out. And so at one point, Phoebe puts on the janitor's uniform that's in there, and she's like, hi, I'm Ben. I'm hospital worker Ben. And she's wearing her little thing. So she ends up getting up in the ceiling at some point to try to get out, and then someone opens the door, and of course Susan and Ross run off, and then the guy's like, hey, you forgot your legs, because Phoebe's legs are just hanging down somehow. She's holding herself up with apparently great upper body strength.
Well, yeah, I mean,
so they make it
Phoebe.
Into there.
She's got a lot of superpowers,
and they think it, oh, they make it into the room, and of course Carol's all mad, where have you been? And the nurse, who, by the way, fun fact, ends up later playing Estelle, Joey's agent.
Oh,
she's
really?
The nurse. And they're That's like, you can funny. Totally tell when you watch it. And she's like, okay, this room's really crowded, and there's about to be one more person in here. So if you're not the father or lesbian life partner, get out of the room now. So, you know, of course, Ben is born. And
Carol has trouble. Like, she goes through, like, the, you know.
Yeah.
They act that part out. They don't make it easy on her.
She's kind of like,
and
I'm not
she was
doing
in
this.
She was in labor that whole time they were messing around in the closet.
Yep. Then he comes out, and it's like, you know, he's all cute again. And then towards the end, they, you know, he. I think that was too when early on they were talking about, you know, how you'll know that you're going to be a good father. He had that conversation with his dad.
Yeah, that's sweet.
And said how when he grabbed his finger, he knew. And so when they all come in the room at the end, and then, you know, they're like, oh, what's his name? And they're like, hey, everybody, meet Ben. And it's so funny, like Phoebe's little face, if you like pay attention. She's like, oh. Monica, of course, holds the baby, and she's the one who wants the babies and is all about the babies and everything. And she's like, hi, I'm your Aunt Monica. I will always have gum. And she's so cute. I'm like, aw. Monica needs to have a baby. But yeah, so that's a good episode, because that was kind of, and it was real early on when you still didn't know everybody really. So of course the later ones get better too. So Phoebe later on in the show decides to have,
forgot about Phoebe,
her brother's baby.
I was gonna say there were only three babies born, but there were how many babies? Seven?
Several, yeah. So she decides to have her brother's, like, be the surrogate for her brother and his wife. I'm going to have my sister's going to have my baby. So they find out she's pregnant. So she ends up pregnant with triplets. And, you know, her big thing is, like, she doesn't get to go to London for the wedding because she's pregnant. She's home. And then they all come back from London and they're all high-fiving about stuff. Oh, you know, all these different things. And remember so-and-so? And she's just like, ugh.
Yeah, she's so mad about it.
So they want to plan, like, a little thing for her. And at first they're like, we're going to go to Central Park. And she's like, Central Park? Oh, I went by there on my way to work today. And she's like, oh, that's great. So they end up like, okay, we're going to go to Atlantic City instead. So she's so excited. And they're going to leave, like, the apartment. And then, like, her water breaks. And they're like, oh, they all back up. And she's like,
we can still do it.
She's like, okay, I get a shotgun. And they're like, Phoebe, the babies are coming. And then they're like, Phoebe, high five, the babies are coming. Aww. So she gets there, and it's so funny. So, again, she's always like, I'm having my brother's babies. And she loves telling people that. And Frank Jr. takes a while to get to the hospital. Or no, he gets there. It's Alice who doesn't get to the hospital early. So they're all there. She's in the room. And she has this discussion with Rachel about how she wants to keep one.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm going to have a discussion. She's like, oh, my God. And I think Rachel's like, oh, my God, I'm going to be on TV. And she's like, you should ask him. And she tries to convince her. And, of course, Rachel doesn't even really have the conversation. She hears him talking about the babies and how awesome. And she's like, you know, no, honey, I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. And the best part, too, is the guy who's delivering the babies, the doctor, is obsessed with Happy Days.
Yes.
So he loves the Fonz. And so he's like, so-and-so, turn on channel 48 or whatever it is. And it's like Sunday, Monday, Happy Day. And they're like, seriously? They're all like, oh, God.
I don't know anyone like that.
I think so. I think somebody called him Fonzie one time and he goes, I'm not Fonzie. And they were like, oh, okay. Yeah, whatever. And
like, you don't get it. No, not Fonzie.
He was just totally like, oh, God. So at one point he's in the room and Rachel's like, you know who I always liked? Mork. And he has the instant, like, death look. And Phoebe whispers to it, fix it. She's like, undo it. And they're like, and he goes, Fonzie met Mork. And what does he say? Mork froze Fonzie or whatever. Like, he's all dead serious. And Rachel's like, yeah, but Fonzie was already cool. So it didn't hurt him. And the guy's still dead looking at her. And then he's like, you're right. And he's all happy again. And they're like, oh, my God. Like,
oh, my God. I've had these conversations.
And it was the best. Oh, my God. So they, so they go through the whole spiel. And she's has three babies and has to do, you know, and of course, has this crazy doctor. My favorite part, too, is so her brother, Frank Jr., is played by, Giovanni Ribisi. He runs out. The first baby's born, he goes running out, and he's just like, you know, Frank Jr. Jr. is here, whatever, you know. And so Monica and Chandler and Rachel are all in the lobby, and every time he comes running out, he's all excited. And they're like, how does he look? So gross! He runs back in, and they're like, okay.
Yeah, that's true.
So
at least they acknowledged it.
Yeah, they had them all picked out, so it was going to be Frank Jr. Jr., Leslie, and Chandler was going to be the second boy. So, of course, ultrasound is wrong. So that comes out and Chandler's a girl. And so he comes running out.
Chandler's a girl.
Chandler's like, oh, keep saying it. He's all mad. And then Alice shows up after they're all born. And she's like, oh, my God. And he's like, we have our babies.
Oh, that's so cute.
And then they'd always end up making out, like, in random scenes. Yeah. So, like, they start and then. So the other funny part about that pregnancy was Joey had kidney stones.
That's right.
So he had, like, his own baby labor pains.
Yes.
And he's in the other room. So Ross is with him the whole time. So, like, they're all divided up. And it's so funny because it's like, I can't do it. And he's like, Ross, I need the drugs. And the best part was they get, like, oh, he says, he's talking about the doctor's telling him about what they're going to do. And he's like, something up your urethra. And Joey's like, no, whoa, nothing's going up. Hold on, what's a urethra? So they go through this whole spiel, and he's all, you know, like, and he goes, okay, so we'll do that. Or he goes, so now that we've done that, we'll have you pee or whatever. And Joey's in the bed, and he's like, and he goes, no, not yet. Like, they want him to go on the bed. Oh, my God, he's hilarious. So towards the end, of course, they get these kidney stones and they're like in a little thing and they give them to Joey, and him and Ross are there and they're doing like that look at each other like it's a baby. So that one was good. And then Phoebe has the babies, of course. And at the end, she wants to just be with them, you know, and spend time by herself. She's holding all three of them across her.
She's talking to them.
She's so cute. And she's like, oh, little. She's like, well, I'll settle for being your favorite aunt. Even though, or I think she's like, oh, I know Alice's sister has a pool, but you lived inside me. So.
And then we never see them again, do we?
Only one other time. They come around when they're like 5 years old. That's right,
they
did,
because they were like little terrors.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm so tired. I haven't slept in 5 years. He's like all crazy.
Oh, that's good.
But yeah, so she's so sweet at the end, because she's like, oh, little baby, high fives. And then she's like, oh, well, if you're going to cry. And then that's how she said, then she starts crying. And I'm like, oh my God. So that one was, yeah, super sweet.
And then Rachel had a baby. No, Monica. But
Rachel has, so when Rachel has Emma, and that's another good one. So she also is, she's in labor forever. And that's the huge part of that. That's the hilarious part of it. They, they get her in there and she's like, you know, wants to go in a room right away. And then they get her in and like all these random people come in. So the first time she's in, there's a guy and they have, oh, it's a semi-private room. That was what they kept saying. She's like, semi-private. So they pull curtains between people. And this one, she, like Ross pulls the curtain and she's like back up against the wall and can see this guy. And she's like, Ross, that guy is staring at me. And he's creepy. He's over there with his wife, but he's staring at Rachel. And so like, it's this big thing. And Ross like goes after him. And then people keep coming in. And at one point, Janice is there with her new baby. And of course, they're in there and they're like, oh my God. And Rachel's so funny. Every time they bring a new one, she's like, no, no, no. I was here first. You keep bringing all these people in and they keep going before me. When's it my turn? And she's like, that's what happens. Having babies and I have had no babies.
That's what happens. People were coming in and out of my room. I was like, I'm trying to have a baby.
She was all kinds of, hers was crazy. So they were in and out, the whole Janice thing, of course. And, you know, she's finally at 10 centimeters. They're like, okay, it's time. And they take her to a room and everything. And I think that's the one. Is she the one? When she goes into labor, does that, when she hits Ross in the head? Like, I was thinking about that. I was trying to figure out what that was. It is, because she's just like, he's holding on to her. And she like jumps up and headbutts him. And he goes down and she's like, oh my God, are you okay? And he's like, yeah. And he gets up and she's in the middle of labor. And he's like holding his head. He goes, you have no idea how painful this is. And everyone stops and looks at him. And he's like, but you know, like he's carry on.
And Joey proposes to her too.
Yeah. So after
kind of accidentally.
Yeah. She's in the hospital room after the fact. And well, the worst part is Janice comes in and with her baby, that's apparently not attractive because everybody that looks at it is like,
oh, it's a baby.
And she's like, oh, and then she goes, oh, I want your little girl to meet her future husband. And they're like, oh, and then Rachel's like, oh, oh yeah. Kind of takes your breath away, doesn't he? And so she's like, so she's talking to Rachel and she's like, so you're all on your own. And she goes, oh, I have Ross. And she's like, oh, well, for now. But like, what about when he finds someone and new little Miss New Boobs comes along and da 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 da.
Thanks,
so she
Janice.
Like, so she puts that in her head.
Yeah.
And then Rachel's kind of weepy while she's in the room. And Joey comes in at one point and she's like, yeah, you know, I'm all alone. Okay. And then she wants him to get tissues for her. And he goes over. She's like, oh, they're over there under Ross's coat. So he pulls the coat, which he has a ring in his pocket that his mom brought.
Ross does.
Yes, because the mom wants him to propose to Rachel. Right. And he's just like, oh, my God. So he has a ring in his pocket. So Joey finds it because it comes out. He's kneeling on the floor, of course. And he turns around and is holding it. And she's like, Joey. And he turns around and she looks at him. She's like, oh, my God. And she's like, yes. And he doesn't even say anything. And then he's like, oh, crap. That's the end of the episode.
And then they fade out.
Yeah, fade out. So that one was good, too, because that there's also a time, like, Ross is down at the nursery, and he's looking, and Phoebe's with him, and they're like, she goes, oh, yeah, she kind of looks like you, and he goes, are you, or she's like, I wonder, I can't tell who she looks like, and he goes, are you kidding? She's gorgeous. She's all Rachel. Aww. And Phoebe's like, remind me again why you two aren't together. And it's like, and he goes, oh, da-da-da-da-da, and he goes, I don't want to go down that road again, because whatever. And then he starts to cry, and it's, oh, it was just so sweet. And that, again,
together.
Hits and misses all along. It was together. Always. Like,
why wouldn't you please let me have so many last things. Season with them together? But that has nothing to do with babies, so it's fine. So then Monica has a baby. Right?
Yes. Well, by the way, they're also trying to have a baby in the hospital the entire time they're there.
That's Monica, right. And Chandler. That's right. They have to go into the closet.
Yeah, they're in the closet. And at one point, her dad walks in on them. And then is like, if you're trying to make a baby, there's better ways to. And it's like, no. Don't talk about that.
When they're still trying to have a baby and they've decided that it's not going to happen. And then they decide they're going to get a sperm donor.
Well, that's for sure, too. But we do have to really quick, though, talk about an emotional part of the Emma episode and how she got her name.
Before we talk about my boyfriend, fine.
I just had to say, because they're in the room and they don't know what they want to name her, because at first it was going to be like Isabella, and then it was something else. And she's like, great, now she's a biblical whore, you know, and she's like on and on. They say to Monica, she's like, they're like, well, of course you know what your kids' names are going to be since you were 5 years old. And Chandler's like, oh, great. It's going to be named after a baked good. And so she's like, whatever. And they're like, okay, well, what are they? And she's like, well, if it's a boy, Daniel. And Rachel's like, and if it's a girl, I don't want to say. And she goes, oh, come on. And she's like, we won't want it. And she's like, okay, Emma. And Rachel goes, Emma. Oh, Emma. See, I don't want it. And then she's all, take it. And she goes, what? And she goes, no, you love Emma. And she goes, yes, but I love you more. So that was all sweet. And I had to be all emotional about that for a second before we got on talking about your boyfriend.
That's how I got my son's name.
That was awesome.
It stole it.
Oh, snap.
I was like,
Adam.
So true. So then Monica wants to have a baby so bad, and she thinks that Chandler is not going to be able to give her a baby. So they ask my boyfriend, John Stamos, to be their sperm donor.
Well, they don't actually.
Why wouldn't
ask
you?
Him.
No, they don't ask him. First, they try to butter him up.
Bring him over for dinner.
Because he works with Chandler, and yeah. Chandler's like, I got this guy, and he's perfect.
Yeah.
Which he is. And then they start asking him all kinds of weird questions, like if he has mental illness.
Of diabetes or mental illness in the family.
He's like, this is the weirdest thing. I think he starts to think they're trying to have a threesome or something. Yeah. And then he runs away.
Yeah. And then they are very much like, you know, if I can't do this with you, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Because when they do get tested, again, that was a big emotional thing because she has an inhospitable uterus and his, as Chandler refers to, his guys won't get up off their Barco loungers.
That's so them. It's so funny.
And so they talk about it, you know, and then they're all sad because they don't know what they're going to do. So then that's when they go the adoption route after all that. So they tried for a long time, and also the funny part about that is while they were trying for so long before they found out they had issues, she had like ovulation sticks to see when she was ovulating.
Yeah.
And then at that same time, Chandler was out of work.
Of course.
And so at one point she goes in and she's like, Chandler, I only have one stick left to test to see if I'm ovulating. And he's like, I may have tested to see if I was ovulating. And she's like, Chandler, he's like, I'm out of work. There's nothing to do around here. I love that. I'm like, they're just like the funniest people of all time.
They're a great couple.
So they find they find a girl who is interviewing people for adoption.
Anna Faris.
Anna Faris. They go see her, and she's like, they're like, this is the Bings. And then they start talking. She's like, she thinks that Monica's a reverend and that Chandler's a doctor. And she's talking to them, and they're all like, and he goes, hold on. And she's like, be quiet, doctor. She's talking. So she loves them. And then they're in the room, and he's like, honey, we can't do this. And she's like, why not? What if no one ever wants to give us their baby? And he's like, but honey, she's trusting us with this child. You know, we can't. And she's like, and he goes, who knows? Maybe she'll still pick us. So they go in, they tell the truth. And she's like, what? How could you possibly, you know, do this to me? I'll never do that. You know, I'd never give you my baby now. And she leaves. So Chandler, of course, tracks her down and is like talking to her. And he goes, I get it. He goes, what we did was wrong. We're so nervous. And he goes, like, you know, maybe look at our files. Our last name really is Bing, but I'm in advertising and my wife's a chef. And she's like, oh, yeah, I saw your file and I really liked you guys. But still, what you did was wrong. And he's like, I know. And he's talking to her and he's like, you know, when the day comes, he's like, I hope I'm going to be a good dad. And he's like, but my wife, she's already there. She's a mom without a child. See, that's going to make me cry.
Oh, my God, stop.
And I was like, oh my God. I just saw that episode the other day, actually, just like by accident. And I was like, again, cry. I've seen him 100 times, still cry. And so that's what he says to her. And then he walks in the room and Monica's like fretting. And he walks in and he's like, still want that baby? And she's like, oh my God. So that's pretty cool. So the whole time they have her come to New York at one point when she's just to visit. And then she's like, they're trying to ask her questions about the father. And she doesn't know who it is. So they go through that whole spiel. And then they're like, it could be, or she thinks it's like her high school sweetheart. And she describes him. And they're like, that's good. She goes, yeah, I think it's pretty much him. And then the other guy, though, like, apparently, like, killed their father with a shovel or something.
Nice.
And so she's going on towards the end of the episode. Monica's like, oh, no, it's the football player. And she's like, how do you know? She doesn't know. And she goes, well, after talking to her, I can tell you right now, the way she did it with that guy, can't make a baby that way. So theirs is great. So when she does go into labor, they go to the hospital and, you know, and Chandler's freaking out, of course. And at one point, Monica has to go to the bathroom. He's like, you can't leave me alone with her. And she's like, why not? Just make conversation. So, of course, he says something stupid like, you know what we'll never know is what's more painful, getting kicked in the crotch or a woman having labor. And no one will ever experience both, so you just don't know. And she's just like, okay. So later when she's in like a serious amount of pain, he's like, oh, how are you doing? Whatever. And she's like, I think it's time to kick you in the crotch now. And it's just like this big comedy of things. So she, again, doesn't seem to have like a horrible labor. She's just going along. Mm-hmm. So they go to deliver the baby. And sure enough, he hands the baby off to the nurse. He's like, okay. He's like, you only have a few minutes to relax. The other one will be along in a minute now. And everybody just stops because no one knew they were having twins.
Yeah.
And Monica goes, who will be along in a what now? And he goes like, the second baby. You knew it was twins, right? And she's like, and Chandler, yeah, this looks like the face of somebody in the know. And then they're like, did you know? And she goes, I don't think so. And they're like, every time the doctor talked to me and they said both heartbeats are fine, and I thought she meant mine and the baby's, and I'm like, that's good because I'm having a baby. She was pretty dumb.
Anna Faris is so good at being dumb.
Yeah. So they have a comment. Like, Chandler pulls Monica aside and he's like, what are we gonna do? And she's like, what do you mean, what are we gonna do? These are our children. And he goes, what? And he's freaking out. And he goes, well, maybe we can give them each a necklace and then they'll find each other one day. That's a great story for everyone. And he's on and on. And she's like, Chandler, there are children and we're taking them both home. And he's just like, okay. So they go, they're like, hey, it's time. And they go over there. And then, of course, it's a girl. And Chandler, well, that's one of each. So they're all excited.
And tell them apart.
And so they end up or whatever. And then they like wheeling her out. And they're like, we're going to name the little girl Erica. And she's like, that's just like my name. And Monica, what do you know about that? She's all like,
wow.
And you look at that. And they end up naming the boy Jack after her dad.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny, they're in the hospital and Monica and Chandler are trying to switch babies. And they're like, can't see me. But they're trying to hold the babies and they can't like swap while it's they're holding. And they're like, oh, we'll swap later. I'm good. Rachel's leaving for France, or you know, there's like that whole debacle with the whole like she's gonna leave and it's over. Has nothing to do with the babies, we'll talk about that later. But so they're like, she's like, oh, I can't believe they're not back yet. They're like, yeah, and they said there was some kind of surprise. Now, did they say what that was? Phoebe's like, because my friend had a baby that was born with a tiny little beard. And so they're like, so they get to somebody who comes in, I think Monica comes in first, and she's got the one baby, and they're like, oh, you're here. And so she walks in, and then they're all like gooing and awing, and Chandler comes in and he's like, hey guys. And they all kind of look real quick like, hey. And then they're like, oh my God, they like lose their minds, of course. And he walks in and they're all freaking out, and Joey's like, so what's this big surprise? And they're all like, two babies.
Oh, okay. Oh, gotcha.
Cute. Yeah. And Mike, Joey tried to make a sign that he ended up sitting on that said like, welcome home baby or something. And he painted it and it looks like whatever.
Uh-huh.
And Phoebe comes in or Mike comes in or something. And he has, oh, it's just something I whipped up real quick. And he like is an artist. So of course he rolls it out and it looks amazing. And she's like, honey, that's amazing. And Joey's like, you know, Mike, the baby can't read. He's all mad.
You know, in related news on Dallas,
yeah,
Sue Ellen is pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to, I mean,
let's throw that out there.
Everyone knows that I'm trying to watch Dallas for the first time, and I'm still in season two.
Right.
And Sue Ellen is so dumb, and she is pregnant.
Yeah. So. And by the way, it's, you know, 1979. She's drinking the whole time.
Yeah.
Drinking the whole time.
The whole time.
Every once in a while, JR's like, you really think you should be drinking while you're pregnant? And she's like, I don't think you should be telling me what to do.
Ugh.
And they're all angry. But I'm like, it gets better.
I know. I just had to throw that out there.
Also, in side note, I did get online today and buy season three since it's not,
you did
since
not,
it's not available on Netflix. I can't let us go That's without. Great. I can't
okay,
let us
fine.
Go without.
Okay, so, fine.
Good times. But we'll be able to talk about that birth once we actually see
it. Oh, great. Sue Ellen! Sue Ellen's pregnant. And it's not even JR's
and
baby.
No one cares about that, apparently. Like, it's just...
JR doesn't have a choice.
No.
He cares.
No.
He doesn't have a choice. I can't talk about it right now.
I know.
Thanks for joining us. We'd love it if you would leave a review and also follow us on Facebook. Be sure to tune in next week for more TV Tangents.